Walking throughout the union, you see people eating, talking to friends, and rushing to class. For many, school is the only way out. For some, school may soon be out the question. Jamika Morris is a freshman studying psychology at UWM.
It kind of makes me frustrated because I don't want to, you know, live in poverty after I get my degree. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to have to deal with that, but unfortunately that might be the case.
Morris and her mother both have student loans, and Morris watches her mother struggle to pay them back. Ladaria Hall uses her career goal to motivate her.
I want to be a nurse, so in order for me to be a nurse, I have to go to school. And in order to do that, I have to push myself to keep going to meet my goal.
Jose Robinson attends UWM with several scholarships to help him avoid student debt. But here's the challenges his friends face.
But a lot of my friends are struggling, like almost in the house range, $80,000 in debt, graduating. I know that they have graduated, some that have graduated, and they are nowhere near breaking to zero, and they won't be for years. Like, their kids will probably be in high school by the time they get close to the bottom of that pile, so.
Jason McFarling already faces student loans after attending Indiana Institute of Technology.
For student loans, I pay about $125 a month. It used to be a lot more. I was originally up to like $247 to start off, kind of because I let them get behind when I first got out of school.
Statistics from the Education Trust study show how Black students encounter financial, academic, and social challenges that can make their path to a degree more difficult.
From personal experience, I went off to school with about four or five of my friends, and we all faced hardships through those times, but I was actually the only one that made it out and graduated from the school, and it was all because of financial problems.
UWM students are hoping graduation rates rise while dropout rates fall. For Media Milwaukee, this is Brittany Cook.